From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, 11 years ago, a young man was savagely beaten and left for dead in Laramie, Wyoming. The killing of Matthew Shepard has become a symbol of hate crimes committed against gays, and it has been explored through theater and television. The Laramie Project is one of the most performed plays of the last decade, and tonight, more than 100 theaters around the country are staging readings of a new play, an epilogue to the Laramie Project. But these are not the only stories about Shepard's murder, and all these stories don't agree, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Playwright Moises Kaufman is fascinated by stories, how we tell them, respond to them, use them.
We tend to think of story and history specifically as one thing. But the most exciting narratives are when you combine many different points of view and many different people who tell it.
To tell Matthew Shepard's story, Moises Kaufman relied on more than 200 interviews that he and members of his Tectonic Theater Company conducted in Laramie shortly after Shepard's murder. The result was The Laramie Project, a performance of many of those interviews, like with the bartender at the Fireside Lounge where Shepard went the night he was beaten.
He comes in, he's always dressed real nice, clean cut, didn't seem to have any worries. It wasn't like he was waiting on anybody. He just wanted to enjoy his drink and the company around.
One of Shepard's teachers at the University of Wyoming.
Matthew was very shy when he first came in, to the point of being somewhat mousy.
The policewoman who was called to the crime scene where Matthew Shepard, brutally beaten, lay on the ground, tied to a fence.
He was covered in dry blood all over his head, and the only place that there wasn't any blood was what appeared to be where he had been crying down his face.
And a professor who followed the trials of Shepard's killers.
So when they used gay panic as the defense, I thought, this is good. Because if nothing else, the truth is going to come out.
For Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy, the Laramie Project has kept her son's story alive.
It's had so much to do with educating the participants as well as the audience about what bigotry lies within us all in every community, not just Laramie, but everywhere.
The story of Matthew Shepard was used to strengthen the argument for hate crime legislation. But that's not the only story. 6 years after the crime, the show 2020 set out to debunk the story that Shepard was killed because he was gay.
Over the next hour, you will hear a very different account from the killers themselves and from new sources who have come forward for the first time.
Matthew Shepard, 2020 reported, may have used methamphetamine and was known in drug circles in Laramie. They reported that one of his killers was a dealer.
Meth is what made the world go around in Laramie.
Methamphetamine just fuel at this point, but there was no control. So it was a horrible, horrible murder, but it was a murder that was once again driven by drugs.
Playwright Moises Kaufman believes the 2020 story was, in his words, terrible journalism that changed the nature of the dialogue. So one of his goals with the epilogue to the Laramie Project is to debunk the 2020 story. Kaufman and Tectonic Theater Company members went back to Laramie last year and interviewed many of the same people they'd met a decade ago, as well as some new people.
One of the things that we do in the play is that we go back and ask the investigators of the crime, we go back over trial transcripts, and we prove that it was a hate crime.
We prove there was no drugs on board with McKinney and Henderson. Just none.
And make the case that it was not just drugs or a robbery.
It's just crazy. And that's denial. That's some kind of massive denial.
And there is yet a third way to look at the Matthew Shepard story.
Of course it had to do with homophobia. Of course it had to do with drugs. Of course it had to do with violence in the culture.
Joanne Vipievsky is a journalist who also wrote a story on Matthew Shepard for Harper's Magazine. She has problems with the Laramie Project and the 2020 report. She says both have too narrow an explanation for why Shepard was killed.
If you say it's just about hate or it's just about drugs, you so simplify the story.
Vipievsky believes it's not either or, and that many factors were involved that night, including hate and drugs. Vipievsky believes the oversimplifications started as soon as Matthew Shepard was held up as an emblem for hate crimes.
Emblematic stories need emblematic victims, and so Matthew needed to be an emblematic victim, and as soon as you have to do that, you start creating a kind of myth.
Playwright Moises Kaufman knows very well that which story you tell and which story you choose to believe depend a lot on your own agenda.
Stories are malleable, and that history is malleable, and that we have to be doubly vigilant when we listen to history and we listen to stories.
Tonight, the Matthew Shepard story is being told by Kaufman and the Tectonic Theater Company. More than 100 theaters around the country will all perform readings of The Laramie Project. 10 years later, an epilogue. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.